Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the EDGE Business District Association, and this is the week of September 30th and News on the EDGE. Normally, I get to be really upbeat and excited about the things going on in the EDGE, but it's been a very difficult last few days with the impact of the hurricane here in our local area. And really, it's been most of the experts that have looked at it, it's been 100 years since we've had a storm with impacts this significant on our area. We had five folks died here in Pinellas County from the storm. We've got at least 15,000 homes were flooded in St. Petersburg. And, you know, many people lost to vehicles with electricity, refrigerators full of food. It's just been a really difficult time for many, many people here in our area. A couple of the resources people can access, the Allendale United Methodist Church has got a laundry that's been set up for washers and dryers available around the clock. And that's, you know, those types of things that seem simple, but it can be everything for folks to get a fresh set of clothes done. Many different food banks are being set up and pop-ups are being set up, so please check the local news for those. FEMA assistance, 1-800-621-FEMA, if you need to access the Federal Emergency Management Agency for donations and or to volunteer. So those of us that weren't affected significantly, there's been so many people jumping in to help and donate and volunteer. The Tampa Bay Resiliency Fund, the Gulfport Merchants Chamber and Village Courtyard Shopping Mall is open. Reach St. Pete is collecting supplies, Habitat for Humanity, Rebuilding Together Tampa Bay, many different places. As far as the EDGE help, we are partnering with Daystar Life Center. They're distributing food, clothing, cleaning materials, and more. And the drop-off locations for Daystar Life Center, so you can do it at Daystar Life Center at 1055 28th Street South, but also in the EDGE District, Big John's, Flagship Bank, and very close to us, Invigorate IV. All of those are accepting donations during their regular business hours, and they'll be helping get those to Daystar Life Center. Additional resources, Easy Peasy Junk Removal is part of the EDGE Association, fantastic group, and then also DM Construction and Consulting. So Dave Morgenthal and what they're doing, they specialize in storm repair and recovery services. So as you need to get on your feet and recover, please reach to those groups. We do have some events that are coming up in the district. So one of the things I talk about a lot is this is going to be a very difficult time for small business getting back on their feet. So us as the community that aren't affected as much definitely need to support them and our local economy, because tourism is going to change over the next few months. Certainly loss of income, cost of recovery, and expected increase for fees for insurance premiums. It's going to be a challenging time economically here in our area for a while. So those that can, let's support our small local businesses. Some of the events coming up where you can support small is the Mezzo Market, Saturday, October 5th and 26th. So two dates in October from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Great time to come and spend local and then also grab something to eat and drink with our local businesses. And all of our brick and mortars will be open that day as well. The Fall Shop Hop on Sunday, October 6th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we've got four of our fantastic places, the Fashion Spot, Ash Couture, Matter of Fact, Atlas, Body Plus Home. They're all participating in that shop, that retail shop hop. The Great Extravaganza Prom, Great Explorations, October 12th at Eckerd College, raising money for that amazing not-for-profit here in our area. The Halloween-themed bowling fundraiser may have a different location and time, so check with Daystar Life Center for that. The Tin Pin Lanes was significantly flooded and affected. So the impacts are everywhere. Please be safe. Help those that you can. And if you want to find out more about what's going on in the EDGE District, edgedistrict.org. And then you can get over to our social medias from that website where all of the latest and greatest and current things are being posted. So take care, everyone, and we will, as a community, come together and help each other.